Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one Jeopardy podcast in all of Lubbock. I'm your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Jason Razor Man Frizzman.
Hey, Parker. How? It was your birthday this past weekend. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you very much. It was my birthday. I turned 20. 20 nice. Years old.
So young. You're so fresh.
So fresh. I'll be able to drink one day. It'll be pretty good. I'm actually pretty excited, though. I was just pulling your leg just now about my age, but I don't really, like a lot of people my age, our age almost, you're a little younger than me.
Yep.
They get real worried about their age. I see a lot of people like, oh, you know, I'm going to be another year older. This sucks. And I don't really get like that too much. Well, you know, or I don't know, at all, really. I don't know. I don't really care. But like I did find myself to be quite relieved. Because I was looking at Facebook, and it said, you know, your birthday is, you know, 2 days from now, you will turn 32. And I was like, oh, shit, how cool. Because I thought I was going to turn 33.
That's good. That's nice.
So I was really excited to get that, like, a whole year back of my life.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. It's like finding that leftover change in your Christmas jacket. Your Christmas jacket. What the hell am I? Your winter coat. That was a weird thing to call that thing.
I like it. I hope that catches on.
Your Christmas jacket. Your Halloween suit. The hell. Yeah, but it's like finding that leftover change in your winter coat.
Yeah, I was very happy. Like I'm not it's exactly like that because, you know, you may not be too concerned about money. It's not like you're worried and fretting like, "Oh, how am I going to pay the bills? You know, I wish I had an extra $20." But it is lucky that you find an extra $20, you know, like it's, you know, it's not like a life or death situation. I wasn't worried that I was going to turn 33, but I was happily surprised that I was not turning 33.
Yeah, absolutely. So like with the money, you're like, oh, shit, I can go see a movie today. That's awesome. And now you have an entire year. You're like, oh, shit, I can see a year's worth of movies this year.
That's
that
true.
You wouldn't have been able to see otherwise.
That's true. I would have missed out on Machete in Space or whatever the hell's coming out next year.
Right.
Whatever stupid garbage. Now I can see it.
Dozens of Marvel films were to be released this coming year.
Oh, man. So stoked for those Captain Americas.
I know.
I'm a little bit worried, though, because Iron Man and Thor were a little turdy.
Iron Man 3, right?
Iron Man
and
3.
Thor Dose,
yeah,
right?
They were a little tardy, comparatively, of course. I mean, still, next to your average movie, I think they're pretty good. But compared to those other Marvel movies, they were pretty tardy.
So I didn't like Iron Man 2 that much either.
Yeah, a lot of people dislike that Iron Man 2. Which I don't really understand. Mickey Rourke's cool. Sam Rockwell's cool.
Yeah, it's true. Sam Rockwell is kind of the good part about that film for me, though.
Yeah. He was the best part. I was a little sad that he didn't, like, his character just kind of leaves at the end, and he's not really, like, the big bad. Maybe that's what people didn't like. It is kind of anticlimactic.
Is he in 3 also?
No.
I can't remember.
They get a different character who's basically just that same character, but with a different actor.
Yeah.
Does, like, that same exact
Yeah, thing. That's right. See, I totally forgot the plot of 3. That's why I had to ask if Simon Rockwell was in it.
That's understandable. There isn't much of a plot to part 3.
Yeah.
Or much of an ending.
He gets locked up in a castle, right?
He is
like a princess in a castle.
He does get locked in a castle for some reason. A castle in Miami, Florida. It's a very weird movie.
Yeah. And then Ben Kingsley's in it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I remember everything about this movie now. Yeah, the movie was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was pretty suck.
It was pretty crummy. So hopefully those Captain Americas are good. You know, I got hope. But they got like two guys who direct comedy TV shows to do it. Man, I don't want my Captain America to have comedy. I want my Captain America to be crying the entire time and sad that all his friends are dead. I don't want him cracking jokes.
Yeah, I don't think he's capable of that. Did you see the jokes that he had in the Avengers? He's basically just said that he recognizes the Wizard of Oz reference.
Yeah, they were jokes about how sad he was because the last movie he saw was Wizard of fucking Oz.
Yeah.
But in the trailer for the new one, he's making all these jokes. He's making jokes about how his friends are dead. Which, yeah. I don't know, I guess, at least he's acknowledging it, but I don't know. Seems kind of edgy.
In context, it's funnier. Maybe it's kind of like a Woody Allen kind of sad funny.
You think that Captain America will marry a 14-year-old girl?
Yeah, he's from a different time. It's probably totally cool back then.
That's probably true. I would like to see a Captain America like that, where he's like trying to smoke in a restaurant or a movie theater and they don't let him.
Would he get upset then, or would he just cry single tears of the years that he's missed?
Well, he would cry. He would definitely cry, I feel. If I was directing the movie, anytime somebody told him, that he wasn't allowed to do something that he used to be able to do, he would just start weeping openly.
That actor would have like the most swollen eye glands ever.
That's true.
Just constantly crying. His eyes would be so puffy.
It would be hard to tell whether his eyes were more swole or his arms, because he's a pretty buff dude.
Yeah. Yeah, those are tough tears.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows with these Marvel movies? But I will live to see them, as it was my birthday. For my birthday, I went to Fresno. Have you ever been to Fresno?
Mm-mm. No. The only place in California I've been to are San Francisco and Sacramento and Los Angeles. Balboa Island.
What is Balboa Island? Is it a place where you box? And B, why on earth would you go to Sacramento?
Oh, not Sacramento. Sorry. San Clemente.
What is San Clemente?
It's a place outside of Los Angeles. It's like in Orange County.
Oh, okay. That's reasonable.
I guess. Although people in California tend to hate Orange County. It's like, it's just a place of strip malls. I'm like, okay.
All of California, it's either strip malls or it's fields. I don't understand why anybody would get mad at Orange County for that. Now that you're a man who's been to L.A., it's all pretty much just strip malls and shit.
Yeah, and L.A. had its shining points, don't get me wrong, like Koreatown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all I drove through on the bus. I was like, hey, all this stuff is in Korean. I looked at my map, and it's like, you're in Koreatown. And that's a thing. It's very specific there.
Yeah, that's where we went to eat after you had left. We went to the Korean barbecue in Koreatown.
Oh, sweet. Did you eat galbi?
No.
What'd you eat? Did you have barbecue?
Yeah, it was like barbecue stuff. I don't know. It was like some crazy thing where like every 10 minutes they brought you out like all these new meats.
Yeah, that's rad.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts.
I like that stuff.
It was pretty tasty. I got to eat some tasty stuff. It was pretty good. Tell me about Balboa Island.
Well, it's a place where dreams are made of. Actually, the place looks exactly as that seaside city in The Lost Boys looks. Like, it's just a bunch of theme park shit everywhere.
Like Santa Cruz. That's where they made The Lost Boys.
Yeah, it's like Santa Cruz.
I like Santa
Cruz. But just specifically that part of Santa Cruz. So, yeah. There was, like, bleach blonde-haired people riding motorcycles.
Just like The Lost Boys.
Just like The Lost Boys, yeah. Some greased-up, oily muscle dude playing sex very sexually.
Yeah.
And then I had some Chinese food there, and one of the bikers came up to me and said, you're eating maggots, Jason. Those are maggots. I looked down, they were maggots, and I dropped it, and it turned back into rice. So confused.
Yeah, that happened to me when I first moved out here. Somebody was like, hey, Parker, you're eating maggots, and then I dropped it, and then it actually was maggots, because I live right next to this place where, like, tens of thousands of cows live, you know? Dairy cows. So everything's pretty constantly covered in maggots out here.
Yeah. It's gross. That's real gross. Maybe that's what that part of the movie was supposed to be, like, just some forewarning. You're in California, you're gonna eat some maggots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of, when you were at that Korean barbecue, did you eat any maggots there?
No, that was L.A. They have ways there. Since it's a bigger city, they know how to get rid of the maggots.
I had silkworms when I was in Korea. They would try to give us a side dish because you get a bunch of side dishes whenever you eat Korean meals over there and here, too. Like, yeah. I'm sure they did the same thing where it's like kimchi, some sausage looking junk. It's all pretty tasty, like some sprouts or whatever. And it's usually like this pickled stuff. But when I was overseas, they got a little more leniency with what they can put out there and test your metal, I guess. So half the time we'd get like, you know, normal shit. But then if it was just like Westerners, they would put out a small bowl of silkworm larvae. And it was just like these tiny looking pill bugs. They look like pill bugs, just larger.
That's gross.
Yeah, they tasted like dirt. Which makes sense because that's probably all they... What?
Why did you even taste them?
It's the only time I get to try it. Ew. Like, that's the only time I'm there. And they offered it in a moderately hygienic restaurant. So I was like, well, I'll only be here once, probably. And I tried it.
Man, forget that, dude. If I'm somewhere and they're like, hey, man, you got to try this doo-doo because it's the only time you'll ever get to try it. I'm like, no, fuck off. It's still doo-doo.
That's a pretty good point. Yeah, those bugs were pretty gross. I tried two because I thought the first one might have just been bad. I'm like, nope, they're all terrible.
My God.
Would you eat dog stew? They had dog stew over there, too.
No, what the fuck you think I am? Some kind of fucking monster? Some ghoulish creature from beyond the grave? No, I'm not going to eat a dog. I have a dog.
No, I mean, we eat hot dogs all the time.
Yeah, but those are made out of, like, possums and stuff. I'll eat that.
Cool. Okay, so possum stew. Possums are terrifying creatures, by the way. Yeah. Dogs are lovable. Imagine how good they would taste.
No, what is this? You've turned into a scary man. Now that you've seen the Saw movies and have muscles, you're frightening to be around. You go around eating worms and dogs?
I make up these games in my head. I'm like, if I don't eat this, then some of my closest friends will die with some sort of weird bear trap on their heads.
Yeah, if I don't eat this, somebody I may or may not have died, or somebody I may or may not have known will die. They really should have added some backstory for these people.
Whatever it is, I'm going to scream at this for most of the allotted time I have to do it, and then with only seconds to spare, I'll eat it. My friend's going to die anyway. Saw 2 sucks, everyone. You can go back and listen to that episode.
That's true. That is a sucky
fucking
one.
Awful. Yeah. Oh. I also ate, what is it? Sea urchin. Do you know what part of the sea urchin they use edible?
Probably like the anus or the dick or something.
Yeah, you got it right the second time. It's the gonads.
Man, fucking Christ. You ate that?
Yeah, I did. It was terrible. Was bad.
Wait, did you eat the dog?
No, I didn't.
Thank God. Thank God.
That was a special trip. They had to, like, do it in secret or something. I don't know. They didn't really have to, but they're just like, all right, we're going to take it to this place that serves dog stew. And this is for, like, the grossest, stupidest reasons. Like, we usually have lightning round stories about people, molesting tigers so they can be more sexual or something, or, like, snorting rhino horn.
Mm-hmm. Eating dinosaur bones.
Or eating gorilla penis or something. It's... Mm-hmm. And then, like, they'll set a witch on fire, or a person they think is a witch, whatever. Non-existent witches. They still believe in witches, and all this other crap. So you go to Korea, and you're like, okay, really developed country. Whoa, look at these electronics. Hey, nice field of science here. Tons of universities practicing science. And dog soup. That's pretty gross.
Yeah, you'd think there would be better animals.
You'd think there would. But again, like, I didn't turn up my nose when they put up like a plate of bugs in front of me. I fell for that one twice. Yeah.
Well, I mean, bugs can't be your friend. I can see eating bugs over eating a dog. I mean, a dog is like your buddy.
Yeah.
Do they have dogs as pets in Korea? Because I guess maybe like if that was not a cultural thing, then I can kind of see the disconnect then. They wouldn't know that dogs
are your
homies.
I really don't remember that many. Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Maybe that's it then. I guess I can understand that.
That's a funny difference between like Korea and Japan. Yeah, there was, I remember seeing like a lot of pet dogs, or even, I guess there wouldn't be a lot of stray dogs in Korea, would there?
No, no, there would not.
Yeah. But in Japan, like, people love dogs. They adore the shit out of them and, like, you know, do all the stuff for them. And they hold some pretty high rank, like in Tokyo at a what was it, Shibu Station, where is this dog who's chill as hell.
Oh,
He'd
yeah.
wait for his master. Yeah, it's the most, it's like that episode of Futurama where it's Fry's dog. Remember that?
I
Yeah,
do.
same exact deal. Like, this dog went to the station every day and would wait for his owner, his master, to come back from the university job he taught across town. And then one day he didn't show back up, so the dog just waited there forever and died there. And that's fucking depressing.
Yeah, that is sad.
And
There's a statue there now of the dog.
yeah, and I was there during the year of the dog, like that, the year changeover. So it was all decked out and shit.
Nice.
And people were like super proud of it. But yeah, I don't think Japanese people take too kindly to dog soup. That may be where a lot of the rift starts between
Yeah.
these two countries.
That's true. That's why a lot of those, yeah, why a lot of those countries fight a lot.
Yeah.
Japan
But
and
anyway,
China fight.
Balboa Island, there's no dog soup there. Just rides.
Well, that's
And
for the
that's it.
best. That is for the best.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a tiny island you take a ferry out to, and you ride some carnival rides and eat some fair food.
That sounds good. I'm into that
It's
kind of
not
stuff.
bad.
Yeah. That sounds
Yeah.
like a good place. Well, you've gone to the good places in California. You didn't go to Fresno.
But you went there for something good.
I did. Actually, Fresno's not so bad. It kind of reminds me of Dayton in that, like, there's kind of like one street that's co sort of blocked off for like the good culture. You know,
Yeah.
like there's like venues there and bars and stuff, and then like the rest of it's just like warehouses that have been closed for 30 years and stuff. So I do kind of like it in that way. It kind of reminds me of home. So it's not so bad. But I went there, and actually, while you were talking, I've got the news on in the background here. And on the news, they were talking about this thing I was going to talk about. But I was there on the 8th, which is my birthday, and I went into this little sandwich shop to get a sandwich with a pretzel bun, because that's the
Right
new
on.
thing that they're doing.
Okay.
And on like they had like this bulletin board up, and they had a flyer, and it was like, "This dude has been missing. Please contact us if you see this dude. He was fishing, and now we can't get a hold of him. He's been missing since the 6th." And I was like really upset about it, because it's like, dude, if a dude's missing for less than a day, he's not missing. He's just chilling.
Yeah.
So I was upset about it, and I was going on and on about it to my wife, about how if I'm missing for less than a week, don't worry about it. I'll be back home at some point. You know, like you don't go out put flyers up. That's like a waste of time for so short a time. But he was just on the news. I saw in the background here. He's still missing, and it's quite a
Oh.
few days later. So he's probably dead. I apologize to that guy. He was probably murdered.
I mean, you didn't know. It's you're right to judge the immediacy of that posting, because there's plenty of people go missing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that actually helps your argument,
Hey.
or anything. I was just trying to make you feel better. Don't feel bad. It's
Well,
not
thank
like you would
you.
have seen him anyway. I guess
That's
that makes more sense, right? You
Yeah.
wouldn't. He was kind of already gone.
Yeah, he was gone. I was never gonna see him. I'll probably never meet him. But yeah, so now I'm kind of worried, I guess. Next time I, like you go 2 days without talking to me or hearing from me, put up some flyers. I might be missing.
Well, I mean, I put up I'm alive flyers all the time on Tumblr. So you'll know. Actually, no. If I get kidnapped or something that I'm missing, I'm probably not going to make too much of an effort to get found. I'll just be posting still on Tumblr. So yeah, if I don't post anything on Tumblr, then you should probably try to text me or something.
That's understandable. Yeah, you're like hidden away, like they throw you in a box, the kidnappers, and you're like, "Oh, thank God they didn't take my phone. I could call for help, or I could reblog this picture of Aquaman getting made fun of or something."
Right, yeah. Or more likely, I just find stuff that relates to my current situation. So I'd probably put up some like jokey macro that deals with the Taken films
Yeah.
and put something like some snarky tags at the bottom, like, why isn't Liam Neeson my dad? Frowny face.
Well, if you're ever kidnapped, I will find you, and I will hurt the people responsible. But you probably
very sweet. Yeah, I do the same for you, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guy. You probably won't need it, though. You're a man now. You got big muscles. You could probably, if somebody tries to kidnap you, you can probably beat them up.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't want to test it, because in the off chance that I'm not able to, that would suck.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case.
Yeah. You haven't seen, like, the Collector movies yet, which are very similar to the Saw movies. So maybe you're not as tough as you could be.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not. I don't know. The Saw movie challenge, I think those helped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if Corey has any other advice, though.
I'm sure he does. But also, maybe. You haven't changed your name to SawFan667. I'm sure if some guys barged into your room and they're like, we're kidnapping you, all you would have to do is go, hey, I'm SawFan667, and they'll go, hey, never mind.
We're looking for some Jason Frisbee. We swore he lived here.
Yeah, we're looking for somebody less cool than SawFan667.
Ouch.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, that's what their perception would be. I'm not saying you are SawFan667, so there's no way you could be less cool.
No, it still hurts to know that, like, I'll never be as cool as the Saw films to some people.
To society.
To society at large, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw Jason Frisbee's name on the mailbox. He just moved. Yeah, my concern with changing my Twitter name is that somebody's going to swipe up Jason Frisbee. I'll never be able to change it back. Like, you wanted Ultimate Parker?
Mm-hmm.
And some guy who did it for, like, his Peter Parker fan tweeting has not tweeted on it. He's got the avatar up of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurts. It hurts my heart to see that. So I would be just as hurt if somebody took up Jason Frisbee, like, immediately after I changed my name to SawFan.
Well, what you have to do is change your name and then immediately start a new account for Jason Frisbee and just have it as a placeholder.
Ooh. See, that's some brain power you got there.
I'm good at the internet.
This new age of yours has come with a lot of brain strength.
Yeah, when I leveled up, I got a new point in wisdom.
Sweet.
And
how's your charisma looking?
Yeah, it's perfect. I rolled perfect on that one, yeah. Perfect 12, or however high Dungeons & Dragons goes.
Did you actually have to check your own character sheet of yourself to see how high your charisma got?
I did. It's on my ID.
Okay.
In California, they just put all your stats on your identification card.
That's awesome. So a cop pulls you over and he's like, all right, so says here you're a half human, half orc. Want to tell me more about that while you're driving on a Sunday?
Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I bet you have a gun. I know how you orcs are. You're violent. You probably got some sort of spiked mace or club in there.
Yeah, you have to tell me if you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it goes. It's a terrible place out here.
It's weird. You live in a weird state.
They're
so full of memes and role-playing.
Yeah, they're so racist towards orcs out here.
Yeah, well, anything California cops are known for, being racist generally.
Mm-hmm, and killing people for no reason.
Yeah.
It happens like once a week I see it on the news. Some cop killed some kid for no reason, like, 11-year-old with a squirt gun, gunned down by police officers. Nobody's really that mad ever about it. It's a really weird place.
Yeah, it's really strange. Remember when that guy was trying to run from police because he was going to talk about police corruption?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck this guy. We're going to capture him peacefully. And then they basically blew him up after blowing up a van full of old Asian women.
Yeah, yeah.
That was strange.
Yeah, that's what they're into out here.
California is terrifying. It's huge and gorgeous, but it is terrifying.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's a trade-off.
Yeah. Arkansas is kind of the opposite. It's like small and patches of really beautiful stuff, but it's not terrifying. Like, you can actually walk around and feel all right about everything.
Yeah. Well, one thing that our states have in common is big feats, men. We both have a lot of big feats, men.
Did you find that out from the Bigfoot movie from Bobcat Goldthwait?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet. I don't think it's out yet. Also, I kind of refuse to watch it. I'll probably have to watch it for the junk fod dinners, though. Kevin Moose is a big fan of the Bobcat Goldthwait. And, you know,
yeah.
I'll probably, you know, I don't, who knows? Maybe it'll be good. I like movies about big featsmen. But the Big Feetsman Museum is out here. It's in Santa Cruz. And they always say that there's Big Feetsman in those mountains and that Big Feetsman are in the mountains by my house, you know, where the big trees are. And you have Big Feetsman in the swamps between Arkansas and Texas. There are Big Feetsman.
Yeah, there are movies about it in the 70s. It's called the, it's the, what was it?
The Boggy.
The Legend of Boggy.
Boggy Creek.
Boggy Creek, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should go out there one day for the show. When we first started doing the show, I sent you to a bunch of, like, I begged you to go to a bunch of places where ghosts were in Charlotte, North Carolina. Maybe you'll go find a Big Feetsman for us.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the ghost place I went to in Charlotte, North Carolina was actually closed down, and there was no way to get in. I tried, like, going in through a back door or something, and it was no dice.
Yeah. The ghosts heard you were coming, and they're like, we don't want to get found out. We're going to lock these doors.
Yeah.
Speaking of ghosts, the ghosts of the city of Fresno, the ruins of Fresno, a once mighty city. I went there to see the Adam Carolla show. They did a live podcast there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I'm kind of opposed to live podcasts when I listen to them. You know,
why's that?
I don't know. They're just like not as good. And rather than it being like a normal conversation, like it becomes more of a performance because there's like people there. So I can't really get into it as much. I mean, it's not like as big a deal with like Adam Carolla or somebody like that, or the Kevin Smiths or something, but stuff like Doug Loves Movies and shows like that, like that are more performancey than just dudes talking. It's a little harder for me to get into.
And it's true. There is like a different aspect, and a different element put in when it's something that's live. I think you're right. I think they do kind of play it up some. Although there are those episodes of Harmontown where I think like Dan Harmon gets so drunk, or they both get so drunk, that it does become extra conversational and they feel like they're being discreet, although they're just putting everything out there.
Yeah, that's the Harmontown I like. I'm of two minds when it comes to Harmontown. I like when they get into like normal conversations, you know, as if they're the only two people in the world, Dan Harmon and his co-host. I like that stuff. But then there's also the other half of the show where it's like them rapping about fucking people's moms and stuff, and that I'm not
into. Yeah, that tour. That was the tour, though. Yeah, exactly that. Because they're so comfortable in front of the normal audience. When they were on that tour, that was basically everything. Like, he would go out, rap, and dance, and they'd play D&D. And that was everything for months. Which I thought was kind of funny here and there, but yeah, I can totally see where you're getting at.
Yeah, I think that's when I stopped listening to it regularly. Now I listen to it every once in a while, when you tell me to, basically.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, it was a really good conversation on this one that you'll like. But at this Fresno show with Adam Carolla, you're going to be on the laugh. You're going to be somebody who is on that recording.
Yeah, well, laughing. I would be if I ever laughed, but I didn't.
Oh, no, so it sucks?
No, JK. Yeah, I was laughing a lot. It was really, really funny. Like, Adam Carolla has a tendency, especially nowadays, to, like, come out and, like, just start, like, angrily, like, yelling about stuff and, like, kind of not be funny sometimes. But this was a really, really funny one. It was real goofy, and I think he was, like, delirious from driving for 30 hours in a row or something. And, yeah, it was a lot of funniness, a lot of goofiness, and, it was a real good one. I laughed a lot.
Nice. Nice. It sounds like an awesome birthday then. Did you do anything else in Fresno? Like, you get dinner there or something, or did you just go see the show?
Well, we were planning on getting there early so that we could go to an Indian restaurant because there aren't any in our town.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like totally a shame because, you know, coming from Dayton, there's like, you know, a half a dozen or something like right around.
Pretty silly with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's like, yeah, like in any direction I could take off from my house in Dayton. And, you know, in 10 minutes in any direction, I could be at an Indian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really like that out here. Not a lot of Indian restaurants at all. There's like one in Fresno and one in Santa Cruz. And I'm, you know, maybe San Francisco and L.A. are lousy with them. But, you know, the normal places in California aren't. And it's a real shame because I really like Indian food. So we were going to do that. But we like kind of got up late and we were real lazy. So we just got some sandwiches with pretzel buns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you mentioned those. Those are tasty. I'll take it.
Yeah, they were all right. They were all right. They could have had some pretzel salt on them.
Right. Did you say, can I get this with a hot dog instead?
Yeah, put a hot dog in here and some chili, and I'll be pretty happy.
Sweet.
But yeah, so that's what we did. Also, afterwards, we went to a Starbucks, and I had to pee, and I was like, hey, can I use your restroom? It's locked. What's going on? And they're like, yeah, you need a code to get in. And then they gave me the code, and I was like, well, what's with this code? That's silly. And they're like, oh, it's so homeless people can't come in and use the restroom. And I thought it was really weird, because like, they had like a big mural like that somebody had just made of like Nelson Mandela on the wall. And like there's like a guy in there whose laptop had like a big Bob Marley sticker on it and stuff. And I was like, all right, you guys are opposed to helping homeless people who are freezing to death because it's like 20 degrees outside. All right, cool. I don't know. Like that really put a bad taste in my mouth.
It's because you were in Smugbucks, man.
Yeah, it's really weird. You would think they would be like the only people, like, I don't know, like the impression that Starbucks gives out is like that they would want to help homeless people. They seem like a pretty cool, hip kind of a place. But no, just people in there with Bob Marley shirts that say like One Love on them. But, you know, meanwhile, they're saying, get out of here, you homeless. You freeze to death like a dog.
Right. I mean, I don't know. It seems like they could just, that would be the way to go, wouldn't it? Like fucking cold weather and shit. Just like, get a little sample cup of coffee out to somebody. You don't have to do it for everybody. You don't need like corporate policy to do it. Just do it. Be fucking human.
Yeah.
Yeah, clean yourself up. Don't make a mess. And here's like a small cup of coffee to get you through the day. Just whatever. Yeah. How was the restroom experience? Did you feel like you were in the future putting in a code to use the restroom?
A little bit, yeah. It was pretty good. I went in there and I shit on the wall and I shot up heroin. And they were like, this is why. This is why. And I was like, oh, now I get it.
No, they're probably cool with it because you didn't look homeless.
Yeah. I wasn't obviously homeless, so they didn't like have any problem cleaning up my shit or my heroin. Yeah. But yeah, at the time I was like all precious about it. But I'm sure like at first they probably let homeless people in. But then they realized that like they were all just shooting heroin or something.
Yeah, I remember working at the public library in downtown Dayton, and yeah, it sucks, but like the entire situation sucks, you know, like the fact that there's this homeless population that a lot of them have like mental hang-ups somewhere down the line, like schizophrenia or whatever.
More like schizophrenia.
Hey, yuck, hey, you're wearing plastic over everything. That's weird.
I think the TV's talking right to me.
Look at this. I made a hula skirt out of penises that I cut out. That actually happened. There was a class trip of like second graders, and we had this one woman who actually like would take kind of good care of herself out of besides the fact that she lived out of a van. That she would like put a whiteout on and make all these cryptic schizophrenic messages on. But she was in the basement cutting out penises from printer paper, just like making penises, you know, large penises, and threading them together with yarn to make a hula skirt. And these kids were walking through while she was doing it.
That's all right. I like that. At least you're having fun.
Yeah, those kids have a pretty good story now. But yeah, people would use the restroom for all sorts of unholy stuff. It was really gross.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, like, if you're, like, a normal homeless dude that, like, isn't shooting up heroin or making, like, penis clothing, I think it's your duty to kill the crazy drug-addicted homeless people because they're setting a bad example. They're the reasons you can't go into Starbucks and pee. So if you can discreetly get rid of the unsavory ones, then I think that would really help homeless people. The best way to help homeless people is to kill the bad ones, I feel.
Yeah, this is, you're spot on. This is very good, like, Victorian era radio. It's like, they're just so unsightly. We really need to have somebody kill them. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I'd rather have, like, wholesome vigilante homeless people than, like, I mean, if I went, if I was homeless tomorrow, that's the route I would go. Man, I'm really setting myself up for like a future rep. It's like you admit on this podcast that you would kill other homeless people who are making a quote bad name for other homeless people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good part is that, you know, you can kill, like, I mean, what cop's going to waste any time looking for the guy who went around killing schizophrenic, drug-addicted homeless people?
Yeah, that's
good. That's the kind of scary dystopian future I want to live in.
But you won't, because it's not going to happen. Well, that cop doesn't exist.
Maybe. I don't know. We got Fedorable to happen. So
yeah. speaking of which, I should mention that we do have one email this week. One of our listeners just sent us a photo to our email of some young, probably nice guy, trademark, wearing a leather fedora with a parka. Parkas have hoods, by the way. This really pisses me off, because you have a coat whose purpose is to cover your head, and this guy's wearing a fucking leather fedora inside a Best Buy.
Well, he wanted to look fedorable.
I guess so.
But yeah,
his neck beard's not that fedorable.
I was actually happy to see this, because despite the fact that, like, the internet is obsessed with it, and, like, we've talked about it a lot, and, like, the kids are talking about it, like, you know, these fedora people, they're out there, and they're getting friend-zoned, and it's a terrible epidemic. I've never actually seen one in real life. And part of that is...
Really?
Yeah, part of that's because I don't leave the house, and part of that's just because, you know, I've never seen one. So I was thinking, I was getting suspicious that maybe it was an internet construct, but this is an actual, like, cell phone picture taken and sent to us. So now I believe that they are out there in the real world.
Yeah, yeah. This is a fedorable wear. This is a nice guy. I don't know what you. There's so many different names, so many anthropological names for this subset. This is a neckbeard in his natural habitat, a Best Buy store, which is like somebody going to a Blockbuster 3 years ago. It's like, why are you at a Best Buy store? To play the video game demos, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
There's Amazon boss. I mean, why are you at a Best Buy?
Sometimes it's, you know, it's good to go play those video game demos.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or sometimes you just really need earbuds right now.
Right. Or a phone card.
Yeah.
Or some candy, because they sell candy there now, just to make sure they got all the bases covered.
That's true. I've seen that candy. Last time I was at a Best Buy, like 2 years ago. Speaking of which, last time I was at a Best blah, 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 blah. Last time I was at Best Buy, I bought, I forget what he calls himself, Donald Glover. I bought his CD.
Yeah.
And it sucked. And I really dislike that guy. Not good at rapping, least funny character on Community, quit Community to do other shit, and he's not even good at the other shit. I'm very upset. I don't like him.
Yeah, I was going to, like, play around with you a bit, but you've already made it very clear that you don't like him. I was going to say, like, what you don't like? You don't like his whiny, screechy voice as he kind of talk-sings over lyrics where he just basically calls women bitches and gets frustrated that they're not sleeping with him? You don't like that? You don't like that privileged mindset that he's got with women? It's really tough. I was trying to listen to some of his new tracks, and yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess he's rapping that he wants to be seen as unlikable, but still be likable. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, none of his shit makes sense. Like, I bought that album off the strength of that Bonfire song, which is a song I still like. There's a reference to Invader Zim on it, and I like that in my rap songs.
Sure.
And yeah, but the whole rest of the album is, like you said, it's just, girls don't like me because I'm a nerd and blah, blah, blah. Turd. That's how we, you know. And yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know why more people aren't calling him out. People call out these fedora guys for the same thing. Nobody calls out Donald Glover. All I see all the time on Twitters.
Yes.
From girls is, oh, Donald Glover, you know, he's so deep and so cute. Oh, I just love him so much. But it's like, no, he's just a fedora guy, but he's more energetic.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any different. That's that's a good point. I was connecting those same dots as you were saying. I'm like, what? He's doing the same thing as this guy in the Best Buy store. He needs a song. If he makes references to Best Buy and how great a place it is to hang out, then I'm giving up completely.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's one of the reasons, the first reason, you know, when I was listening to that album for the first and only time, like, every single song is just about that, about how girls don't like him and how it upsets him. And and he's too nice and blah, blah. And it's like, who wants to listen to this?
I know. There's so much other great stuff.
Yeah.
There's you'd be listening to like Mike Blanco or something like that.
Yeah. There's two things that I think ruin rap songs. And one is rapping about how nice you are and how emotional you are and how girls don't like you for it. And the other is rapping about sex. I think if you are a rapper who comes out with a song about sex, then your career is over to me.
Mm.
That's how it happened with MC Chris. He had on one of his albums, like Dungeon Master Ceremonies, maybe, or maybe MC Chris is Dead, one of those. He had a song about how much he likes sex, and I was like, well, all right, that's we're over. We're over with. And same with 50 Cent. He came out with that Candy Shop song. I said, I'm done here, 50 Cent. We can't be friends anymore. I'll still watch your terrible movies, but can't listen. I don't know. It's like something, and LL Cool J as well. It happened to him. Like, I don't know. There's just something unsettling about, like, a dude rapping about how much they like having sex and, like, how they're going to go down and, like, lick my candy stick and all this. Like, it's, I don't know. What am I going to do? Listen to that? Get fucking my dick hard? Listening to the radio? I don't want that. Just rap about how cool you are. Tell me about how much money you got. I don't want to.
Is it okay if they, like, if that's just a passing lyric in a song, like how much action they're getting? Because, like, yeah. Kanye West, I'm pretty sure we're both okay fans of Kanye West.
Not me. I'm not a fan of Kanye West.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay.
Not in a million years.
Huh?
Not in a million years.
I thought you were for some reason.
No. Well, I've got his first album, but I've only got it because of that good Jay-Z song.
Okay. Well, no, then. Not sure who else I ended up listening to. Let's see.
Well, yeah, you can make like a couple of references here and there about having sex. But I mean, you can't get into it like it's a Daniel Steele novel or anything like this. I mean, if you got like a whole song about it, then gee, like that's too much.
Too much sex. Too much sex in a song. Yeah. Daniel Steele. I like that. yeah, I don't know. I saw some rappers at that music festival a couple weeks ago. And it was okay. I remember there was Deltron 3030 that was there, or Deltron 3000. I forget. I'm really bad with names.
Understandable. He's got a lot of names.
He does.
But yeah, I like that guy. He's good.
I mean, he was good. Yeah, Mike Blanco. He's pretty good. It's a guy. I think he's just, maybe he's transvestite. I think that's just the character, though. But the character is awesome. Talks about how awesome she is.
I've never heard of that.
That's good. He did a track with some DJs out of Oakland called Friend. They're called Friend Zone, and that's a pretty good name for just guys who are a couple of DJs.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but they don't look like Fedora guys, so that's also better. I don't know. I think, you know, the rest, it would just be like Wu-Tang Clan. That'd be it.
Yeah, I like those guys. Did you hear a lot of songs about sex that were like the whole things were about sex?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I don't even think Ice-T did anything like that. He was there too. He did his metal band when he was there.
Nice.
Yeah. Like a one stint thing. That was good.
Yeah, I like Body Count. I've got their CDs. I listen to them. They got a real good cover of Hey Joe. And of course, Cop Killer is about the hardest fucking song anybody ever wrote in their entire lives.
Yeah.
I remember my next door neighbor, when I was in fourth grade, he was like a few years older than me, and he was real into Body Count. And like he had like the New Jack City soundtrack, and he brought them over to my house one day, and he was like, you got to check this out. And from that point on, I knew that Ice-T was the hardest dude in the world. Because anybody who would sing a song about how much they want to kill cops, man, that's tough. That's hard stuff.
Yeah, and to sing it at a festival where there are cops hanging out.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard.
That's rad.
Like, right around that time, there was this ginger kid bolting through the festival grounds, trying to outrun bikes on cops who were chasing after him. I think he snuck in and was starting to steal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid's sprinting was insane. Like, he made it pretty far. He made it to the other end of the park. And then the cops had him, like, in custody on the back of a golf cart.
Yeah, they probably caught him up against a cage or something. You gotta, if you're gonna you run really, all the way to the other side, you gotta be mindful of your perimeter.
Right? Yeah. This isn't like Assassin's Creed, homeboy. You need to actually know where you're going. You can't just dive into a pile of hay.
Yeah, I would love to dive into a pile of hay if I was being chased by somebody.
Yeah, if there were any of that around.
Yeah, that's
true. What are you
going
to do? You're going to dive into a pile of empty Pabst Blue Ribbon cans? It's not going to happen. Or a Shiner Bock there.
Yeah, well, you can also sit on a bench next to people who are dressed in similar colors to you, and then the guards will not know you're there as well.
What's the fucking BS about that thing? Is like, you just sit down on a bench between two other people who are in plain clothes, but you're the only person in Rome who's wearing this elegant white robe with a hood on it.
Yeah, I know.
You just like, nope, can't be him. I thought his white robe was dustier.
Yeah, you're dressed pretty spectacularly in a game that's all about blending in. Pretty flamboyant.
Yeah. That kid did some hardcore outrunning. He'll probably be like a really rad musician in a few years. Or on drugs. I don't know. One of the two.
Probably schizophrenic and on drugs, I'm guessing.
It is Texas. That's kind of the way it goes.
That's true. The alarm went off. But I say we got to keep going because I wanted to do one lightning round story at least.
Oh, shit. We got to do these iTunes reviews too.
Oh, yeah. We got an iTunes review. Also, we've got a special guest that I wanted to bring on here in a moment. But let's read this iTunes first.
Okay. We got a new iTunes review a couple days ago. From Ghost Dog.
Mm-hmm. On my birthday, which was the best birthday present I could ever get.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's titled Love It, 5 stars. This guy's doing it right. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He says, my favorite opening song of any podcast. Parker and Jason are really good together. This podcast is nice and loose. Sexual. A perfect mind vacation from work. Awesome. Thank you, Ghost Dog. That's also my favorite Jim Jarmusch film. There's nothing like Italian mobsters making goofy animal noises, looking like idiots. And Forrest Whitaker wielding a samurai sword and take care of pigeons like he's some kind of Mike Tyson.
I like that. I took a class in college about Jim Jarmusch, and I lasted about 2 weeks before I had to go home and watch all the Jason movies.
You didn't get the Ghost Dog, or did you watch Ghost Dog first and we're like, nope, I'm not going to watch Dead Man. I don't like Johnny Depp.
No, we watched, was it Strangers in Paradise? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's kind of a long one.
Yes, it is. I said, nope, dropping out of college. See you later. These movies suck.
Thanks. And other people, be sure to rate and review us if you haven't already. 5-star ratings. Truly welcome. And it's what keeps us going. And it's at 51 now, which kind of makes Parker nervous. We do appreciate the extra review, but we need them in like nice rounded numbers.
Yeah. We got 50 of them. And then so I was like, just going to kind of let it go because 50 seemed like a pretty nice round number of ratings, you know, because I like numbers that end in a 0, you know, or like maybe a 5, depending on what it's divisible by. But now that we're at 51, if somebody could, you know, give us 4 or 9 more, that would really, really help me out on a personal level.
Yeah. I mean, it was his birthday this past weekend, and Christmas is coming up.
Christmas,
so
my birthday.
It's not too much to ask.
Please. Also, you know, it helps out the show because then we go higher in these rankings on iTunes. More people see us. And if people are just browsing around and they see that the show has upwards to 60 reviews, they go, oh, well, this show's not just a show for dickheads where the only people listening are like, you know, the host's moms and like girlfriends, you know, more than that listen. So I'll listen. There's got to be some merit there. So it helps out. And then also it helps us out, me and Frisbee personally, because, you know, we feel like you like us. And that's always good.
Yeah. And I've got these self-esteem issues. So it's good to read these. I do it every night.
Yeah. It helps out our self-esteem. And, you know, it makes us feel like our 2 or 3 hours of work every week is, you know, that people like it. They enjoy it. You know? And that's what's important. Speaking of what's important.
Yes.
Mr. Frisbee, you remember last week, you told a story about how somebody insulted you by calling you suburban?
Yeah, I do.
And what a weird insult that was.
On Thanksgiving Day in a suburban home that we were both invited to.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. It's like going over to somebody's house on Christmas and like exchanging a bunch of presents and like praying and then being like, you Christians are the silliest.
God, what a bunch of goofballs. Giving each other gifts as the person saying it holds a gift in their hand that he's slowly unwrapping. Thank you so much for this, by the way.
It's like going to the Greek festival and talking about how much you like the Romans.
Yeah, yeah, it's... I guess it's sort of like that. I don't know. It's
sort of like that.
Yeah.
It's like going to a Grateful Dead concert and talking about wearing a fish t-shirt.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what's all this jam band shit covering other people's songs? This is gross. You're all smelly and playing hacky sack.
Mm-hmm. So after telling that story, a friend of the show listened, and he was really upset about the whole thing. He wanted to come on. And so here we go. We got a good friend of the show here. We have Robo John Brown. Welcome him back to the show.
Hallelujah. Oh, back.
Hey, Robo John Brown. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. How you doing there, Robo John Brown? Where have you been? We haven't heard from you in a long time. Where have you been hanging out lately?
The ghetto.
Wow, it's pretty somber. what were you doing in the ghetto?
I'm human, you know, believe it or not.
Okay.
Just doing human stuff in the ghetto, you know?
We were just talking about this, kind of. Like, what it'd be like to be poor and everything.
Survival, baby.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It would be a lot of survival. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to worry about that, do you? Like, you're doing pretty well in Delaware?
Pay that Delaware tax.
Yeah.
You feel me, though?
I'm feeling you. It's weird hearing your voice again. We've been through a couple producers recently. Have you been listening to the show? Did you hear any of them?
What do you think? I'm in network mode right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been networking. He hasn't been able to listen to the show too much, but he did listen in last week.
Yeah, I'm glad you've listened in. This is actually weird. I used to butt heads with you quite a bit, and I think it might be Stockholm Syndrome or something, because I'm actually glad to hear your voice again.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay, it's getting slightly grating again. That's okay.
Well, you know, it's just his personality. You know, he keeps it real. But he did want to come on, he told me. You know, he wanted to come on the show. He heard about your troubles, about how you've been insulted for being suburban. And being suburban is not something that John Brown frowns upon. In fact, he embraces it. And he wanted to come on and bestow you with a new title, a new nickname. What is that nickname, John Brown?
King of the Burbs.
Sweet. I appreciate that. King of the Burbs. Yeah.
Now, Mr. Frisbee, you've been bestowed with a new title.
King of the Burbs. Okay. I will do my best to live up to the royalty and prestige of this title as bestowed upon me by Robo John Brown, the robotic version of a suburban rapper from Delaware.
Mm-hmm. And all right, before you go, John Brown, I know you're busy. You've got to get back to hanging out with your crew. Who is it exactly that you're hanging out with after the show?
Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
Still Randolph.
He loves Randolph. They're very good friends. And what do you have any advice for Frisbee? Like, if he ever runs into anybody else who tries to insult him for any reason, like, you know, what's your advice for Frisbee in that kind of situation?
I try to keep my friends close, but my enemies closer.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good advice.
That's good advice. That is good advice. Have you ever dealt with anything like this? Has anybody ever insulted you? What do you think about it? Like, how does it feel when somebody insults you?
It screws up the vibe.
Tell me about it. That's exactly what I was thinking. Maybe this is why I'm getting to like him so much right now.
Could be. What do you think?
So much in common.
You guys do have a lot in common now. What do you think? Like, what's something that Frisbee should tell somebody when they insult him in the future if this ever happens again?
Man, you bummy as hell.
All right, I can do that. That actually sounds really good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good thing to say. All right, John Brown, I'll let you get back to your business. We'll talk to you later.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Holla back. Bye, John Brown.
John Brown, it's good to see him again. He hasn't been on the show in a long time.
Yeah, that was great.
He was our very first producer.
He was. Yeah, and we have so much in common now. We're both kings of burbs. We're both robots. That's good.
You're two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Moving on to the lightning round. I don't have the lightning round sound queued up, so you'll have to pretend. Maybe I'll add it in post, but that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stories here because I thought that we would do a lot of lightning rounds, but we started talking about other stuff instead. I'll let you pick. I'll read off some of these lists, some of these things. We'll decide what we'll talk about. Let me know what you want to talk about.
Okay.
A French cafe is charging more to rude customers. We have the NSA has been snooping in the World of Warcraft. In India, it's no longer legal to be gay. Hindus and Satanists want to have statues in Oklahoma. And a first grader has been suspended for sexual harassment. Which of these things, Mr. Frisbee? Choose wisely.
Oh, God, they're all so good.
Well, here, let's just go down the line. We'll make this a true lightning round. We'll talk about each one of these for a very short amount of time.
That sounds great. Yeah, because they're all pretty tempting.
All right.
So the French cafe, then?
French cafe. They are charging more. If you come in and you say un café, which I think means one coffee, then that will be $7. If you come in and you say un café, s'il vous plaît, which I think means one coffee, please.
Yeah.
And then that's $4.25. And if you come in and you say bonjour, un café, s'il vous plaît, then that will be $1.75. So the ruder you are, the more you pay. How do you feel about this, Frisbee? Do you think this is fair?
I actually think that's really cool. I don't think it's fair, but I think it's cool as hell. Because I already do that kind of stuff. Like that, going back to like talking about last week, the guy was giving me shit for being nice, which I thought was the weirdest thing to give some shit for. Not like nice guy nice. I'm just saying like, you know, bringing stuff to a dinner or saying hello when somebody greets you. Like, you know, kind of stuff that doesn't really take that much time and is actually making other people feel good. So yeah, I'd be cool as hell with, you know, getting a huge price reduction for just doing what I would do anyway. Just being like, hey, how you doing? Could I get a coffee, please? Like that's what I would do anyway. So yeah, you know, some like jagoff who's on their phone when they're trying to make a transaction isn't doing that, fuck them. Charge them more. That's cool.
Yeah, they probably won't even notice if they're like on their phone and being jerks anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty brilliant. This should go on for like other aspects of life, other exchanges. It doesn't need to be this coffee shop just.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea too. Even though I am kind of a hermity creep that doesn't like talking to people and I get real weirded out whenever I do have to talk to strangers and stuff, I am always very nice to people when I like order food and stuff. I always say, hey, how you doing? Especially if it's like a place where you go up to a counter, like a Starbucks or something, where they hate homeless people and love Nelson Mandela and they don't understand the disconnect. You know, I'll say, hey, how you doing? You know, can I have one of these, please? Maybe I won't say please. But you know, I'll be nice about it. I'll be very polite. So, and I think politeness goes a long way in a civilized society. So I think this is a cool idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty rad.
Yep.
Let's okay.
What else do we have? What's the next one? We have NSA has been monitoring World of Warcraft players. Citing concerns about civil liberties, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's about it. There's a lot of techno babble in the rest of this article.
Heard about this though, because the worry was that there are like terrorist groups meeting through their avatars online, not using like any chat application anywhere else, but specifically using like World of Warcraft or some online massive multiplayer online role-playing game to meet with each other, to have like these avatar Second Life style meetings. Yeah. And also I heard they were doing this with Second Life too. So you just have a bunch of like NSA guys watching people have creepy internet sex with each other.
Yeah.
They're watching like some My Little Pony characters having sex with Rasta Pikachu.
And pretending to be vampires.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this is real. I think this is people who have shitty jobs wanting to get paid for playing Warcraft. And I can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't fault them for that. I'd do it too if I could. I haven't played Warcraft in about 2 years, and they just announced a new expansion, and I'm getting pretty antsy. I think I might have to get back in there because it looks fun. But yeah, there's absolutely not terrorists getting together in World of Warcraft to discuss crimes. Like, that's silly because A, there are better ways to communicate with people, and B, If you're in Warcraft, man, you're not thinking about terrorism anymore. You're thinking about taking down the Lich King and that sweet ass epic loot, for God's
sake.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, I was trying to play like devil's advocate with this. I'm like, okay, this gotta be mean some terrorist activity, but no way. Yeah, all I ever hear about people playing Warcraft is that they do shit all else, mm-hmm. except trying to get that, you know, trying to get that next guild campaign going. That's the most difficult thing in their life. They're not planning some other like large-scale terrorist attack. It's hard enough getting six people online at the same time.
Yeah, man. Once you start playing World of Warcraft, the outside world doesn't matter anymore. So this is really the best deterrent to terrorism, I would think. I think we should start giving away free accounts to terrorists to get their minds on something else.
Yeah, more than any religion, more than any social movement. Just if you really want an opiate of the masses, just get and play fucking World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
In our next story, India's Supreme Court turns the clock back with gay sex ban. It is now banned in India. You're not allowed to have gay sex. It's a law that has been on the books for 150 years or so, and they're upholding it. Seems weird. Seems weird that that would happen in 2013, I feel. Seems like we should be over that kind of thing. People should be able to have sex with whoever they want to have sex with, especially in a country that is so colorful with such an fascination with dance, I think. I would think that this would be the number one gay country in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And also, there's plenty of people there already. It's like you have to have other options because obviously no one's using birth control. Why not just sleep with who you want? And if it happens to be someone of the same sex, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
It's three less children that you'll have to feed.
Yeah, in a country with 1 billion people and growing, yeah, you definitely need to have some people who are not, who I was going to say not interested, but that's not the right word, who are not capable, I guess, of breeding, and who have a knack for taking unwanted children on themselves. So, yeah, it's win-win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I saw the trailer to that Danny Boyle movie. There seems to be a lot of orphans out there, and these gay couples could take those orphans and care for them rather than them swimming around in pools of cholera.
Or poo. That kid falls in poo in that movie.
Oh, that's gross. I didn't
like in the first 30 minutes, yeah. Yuck. It's like a Saw film.
Oh, that's yucky. U.S. actress Mia Farrow described the decision as a very dark day for freedom and human rights on Twitter, because the news always quotes Twitter, because that's kind of world
news
we're in
today.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do agree with her.
Yeah, that's a shame, for real. It sucks. Oh, joking about population and all that aside. And also, it's like, yeah, it's very colorful. It's very dancey. And women don't have, like, any... Yeah, I don't... It's strange. Oh, well. Not oh, well, but, you know.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So it goes.
This is a lightning round, so there's more to say about that, but fuck it. What's next?
The next story is that Hindus join Satanists demanding equal placement on Oklahoma Capitol grounds. Oklahoma has decided that they are allowing religious statues on their Capitol grounds. And last week, or maybe not a week ago, but a few days ago, I saw a story about how Satanists were like, well, we're a religion. We want a statue, too. And now the Hindus are getting in on it, and they want a statue of Lord Hanuman, which is like a golden monkey kind of a guy. He looks
red.
Like. He's got kind of weird. He's got really good abs in this picture. He looks like a pretty sweet dude. And yeah, so now either the government there is going to have to say, yes, we will welcome you, or no, and they will get sued. So, yeah, I think that these guys should get their statues. If anybody gets, statues, if Christians are allowed to have statues, everybody should have statues. What do you think, Mr. Frisbee?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially these cool ass Hindu gods. I mean, just any Hindu god would be amazing. Shiva, Vishnu, and Hanuman. Yeah, he looks great. He looks like a Super Saiyan.
Yeah, did you look him up? He looks pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The tail and everything.
Yeah, I would love to see a statue of him. Because Christians, they don't have the best statues. I think the statue that they're going with for this is like just like a huge Ten Commandments thing. Like just like the stones from the Ten Commandments. That's boring.
Yeah, it's lame. It's just two planks. Forget it.
Yeah, I want to see this ripped ass cut monkey god.
Chiseled monkey god.
Looking good. or whatever the Satanists will come up with, which will probably just be like a huge pair of dickin' nuts or something. It's those guys, yeah, that are right? Chuckleheads.
There's something, yeah. Satanists are kind of like chuckleheads of religion. Anything that they try to do to proclaim, like, we need religious rights for ourselves, it always ends up being some, like, very professional graffiti, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's a butt with a penis in it.
Yeah.
That's our religion. You said any religion, so we put up a religion.
Yeah, like, I've got friends that are Satanists, and yeah, at one point in, like, 10th grade, I would have told you I was a Satanist and everything. But, yeah, like, they always, like, take two steps forward and one step back when they do this sort of stuff. Because, like, they'll sue to be involved, you know? But then, yeah, but then they'll be like, oh, you know, we deserve rights ourselves. But then, yeah, they'll be like, our statue is Jesus eating shit. You know, and it's like, ah, nobody's going to want to put that up. I just leveled up, by the way.
Okay, cool. Congratulations and happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm a level 5 Satanist now.
Your charisma went down 2 notches. That's unfortunate.
That's a funny joke. Finally, in the lightning round, a first grader is suspended for sexual harassment. Would you like to guess what he did to become suspended for sexual harassment, Mr. Frisbee?
He looked or waved at a girl. He kissed a girl.
He kissed a girl on the hand like a knight would.
Whoa. Yeah. That is charming as hell.
I know.
So he got smacked with the rules for this one.
Yeah, this is out of Colorado. He's a young kid, yeah. And he's suspended. It doesn't say for how long. But his mother is outraged that he got suspended for sexual harassment. I think that before you can call something sexual harassment, the person you're talking about has to have gone through puberty. Otherwise, it's just like a cute thing, you know?
Yeah.
I guess you could call this cute harassment, but there's nothing sexual about it, I wouldn't think. I mean, the kids, they do say that the kids are starting younger and younger, so maybe this kid was being a little Pepe Le Pew, but I think this was probably just a very cute thing. He probably saw it in fucking Lord of the Rings or something and wanted to do it to a girl he had a crush on, and yeah, I think this is a shame.
Yeah, it sucks. Or maybe he has, like, that aging disorder where he's going to always look like he's in the first grade. But he's actually like 30, maybe he has gone through puberty, and he's just trying to pass this off.
Yeah.
That can be it.
That's possible. That would be a pretty smooth move.
I guess. but yeah, it sucks. And he should be given like a chivalry star, I guess. I don't know. It's cute. That's all it is, right?
Yeah, I think this is just like a cute thing that this kid, like I said, I mean, kids do shit that they, you know, see in cartoons and stuff. So, I mean, I'm sure he just saw this. He saw Aragorn do it and he wanted to do it. Also, according to the story, he's been suspended before for kissing the same girl on the cheek. So this this is his girlfriend, it seems, right?
Yeah, they're playground married.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's, you're tearing them apart.
Yeah. I mean,
unless the girl's like very much against it, in which case, like, just, you know, do some administrative stuff. Move her to a different classroom or some shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're playground married.
Yeah, it seems
they're
like
they're getting married by their best friend or something.
Yeah, that's the way it seems. I mean, yeah, there are no quotes from the girl, so maybe the girl, like, really hates this kid, but...
I don't know, a hand kiss? That's never anything that's, like, that's just, you know... There's some... I don't know. I'm not going to argue for consent or anything.
Well,
it just sounds like that's very... He's being very knightly. Yeah. I imagine this kid down on one knee, like, kissing your hand.
Yeah. This is a very cute kid. So any girl, I think that the girl would be into him. I think they are playground married because he's very cute. He's very attractive. And B, a kiss on the hand is something that has to be offered. You can't just reach out and take a girl's hand. Like, it's one of those things that...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that definitely implies consent, a kiss on the hand. That's how those work. That's the only way you can do a kiss on the hand. It has to be offered. So, so this kid is not a rapist. He's not a... he's not a kiss on the hand rapist. And I think, this is super cute. And I think people get too crazy about, like, shit like this these days, man.
But we'll be eating our own words when this kid is, like, slashing butts in 20 years.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out on him. I'll put his name in my Google alerts. And if in 10 years he's slashing butts and... stuff, then I'll eat my hat. But I think he's just a cute little kid.
Your fedora, yeah.
I'll eat my fedora. But yeah, I think he's just a cute little kid doing what little kids do. When was the first time that you kissed a girl, Mr. Frisbee?
Oh, geez. I'm guessing it was like 8 or 9, I think. Mm-hmm. There was some like, you know, goofy stuff. It didn't mean anything. It wasn't at a party or anything like that. It was just like something silly. And then in middle school, it was at a bar mitzvah.
Nice.
And it was a snowball dance. And a snowball dance is where the girls go around and they pick out who they want to dance with by giving them a kiss on the cheek. And a girl gave me a kiss on the cheek.
Nice. That's very different from the snowball dance I went to. That's where you go to a dance and then the girl spits your jism back into your mouth after giving you a blowjob. It was a really gross dance. I didn't like it.
This is around like 93 when the Clerks came out.
Yeah.
You were very young back then.
Yeah. In order to get into the dance, you had to either dress up like Silent Bob or Dante or somebody. It was just the weirdest. I don't know why the principal let us do it, but.
That's very odd. When was the first time you got kissed? Obviously much younger than I was. If you were doing a different snowball dance than I was at that time.
I was in like fourth grade, I think, fourth or fifth grade. And I had this super crush on this girl who lived on my street. And then one day she was like, hey, I know you got a crush on me, so I'm going to kiss you. And I was like, yo, that's dope. And then... And then I moved away like a couple of months later, and then I didn't get kissed again for like several more years.
Yeah, yeah. After that that snowball dance thing, it was like, it felt like several more years. I think it was about 3, I think.
Yeah, well, that's
2 or 3. Yeah,
that's always like the worst part. Like when you get like your first kiss as a kid, like it awakens, you know, like your testosterone or something. So from that time, you know, from you first getting kissed to the next time you get kissed, man, you're really, or at least I was very concerned with kissing.
Yeah. Yeah, like, me too.
Like, not so much in that I would, like, try to get kisses or, like I, you know, or even that I was, like, more into girls. Like, I wasn't, like, all of a sudden, like, going out with girls and stuff because I was still, like, young. I was, like, still just, like, playing G.I. Joes with my dudes. But I would, like, think about kissing a great deal.
Mm-hmm. You know? I don't remember... You know those montages in like teen comedies where someone's like, you got to practice kissing, dude. And they make out with like their hand or something.
Mm-hmm.
I never did that. And yeah. I thought that was weird. Did you ever do that? Or did you do anything like that?
No, I never did that. But one time me and my friend Tom, we were like both very shy and we had these girlfriends and we wanted to hold their hands. But we like were kind of like too shy and we didn't know like. You know, like where, like how to do it. Like if you put your hand on top or like if you kind of go underneath when you're sitting next to them. So we practiced holding hands one time when we were like we were going to Kings Island like the next week. So we were like, all right, we got to practice like just grabbing a girl's hand while you're like walking around Kings Island. So we were like walking down the street, like kind of practicing holding hands, like walking, you know, and like trying to do it without making it, you know, like all like clumsy and awkward, you know, like trying to like find a good way to just get in there and be holding a hand without like having to, you know, without it being like a big clumsy thing. And like after a while of doing this, like we were just walking down the street doing it, and these guys like honked their horns at us and called us gay.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that backfired on us, I guess. But I mean, the next time we tried to hold hands, it really worked out for us, so I'm glad that we practiced.
Yeah, that's good.
And
I thought that story was going to lead into you and Tom making out because you were so scared of kissing.
Yeah, well, those guys honked the horn and called us gay. And they were like, well, are we gay? And then we were like, well, let's kiss. And then we kissed and then we fell in love. And then we've been together ever since.
It's a beautiful story. Yeah, and yeah, I never did that. And I imagine it was pretty awkward, like the first time I was like full on making out and everything, but it felt okay. I don't know what the perspective is of people like who I've kissed. I've asked them, they're like, yeah, you're very good and all that stuff. But I think that might've been lies. I'm pretty sure now everybody would pretty much attest that I'm awful. I think so. I think I have a very negative opinion about myself.
Well,
my kissing skills.
Like how do you do it? How do you go about it? Do you get in there real deep?
Well, yeah, what I do is I open my mouth real wide, like a Venus flytrap, and I do not close it at all. You're supposed to be kissing with your mouth open. Uh-huh. So I think any kind of movement or closure kind of defeats the purpose. And my tongue is very rigid. In fact, it's like you're making out with no neck. I move my entire body around with my tongue just kind of sticking straight out. And that's how it works. It's kind of like making out with a corpse.
I think that's pretty good. I think that's a good style.
I think it's pretty good. I did practice making out with corpses. I did not mention that part.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a given.
Yeah, I think that kind of goes without saying. What I do when I kiss is I just go, I kind of like open my mouth, you know, and then like we're kissing. And then I just like start mouthing like words and like, you know, like dialogue from movies I really like. Like, you know, like I'll do like Dennis Hopper's monologue from like True Romance, the scene with Christopher Walken. Like I'll do that, you know, like, and then like that's just kind of how I move my mouth while kissing.
I actually imagined you mouthing the words, "Get ready for prime time, bitch," as you're going in for the kiss.
Yeah, I do like a lot
of my... just Freddy quotes.
Yeah, I do a lot of my favorite Freddy quotes and, you know, like...
I'm doing my favorite Jason quotes. That's how I am.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Two very...
There's a lot of grunting.
I think our styles would complement each other. If we ever got to making out, I think that they would work out pretty good.
Now, I'm surprised we haven't done it already.
Yeah.
We got so many pics of us like holding hands and everything.
That's true. We do have pictures of us holding hands. We had to practice to get good at it.
That's smooth as hell, though. That's really good advice for like a kid trying to get started wondering like how to kiss.
Yeah.
I was really into like the first kiss aspect. So when I got to making out, I don't know. It felt really good. It was great. I don't think it was like anything gross or weird. I would make out for hours. That was pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
I felt gross about making out for a little bit, like full-on making out, because this one time I was in fifth grade, and I had this other neighbor. She was a new girl who was like a couple of years older than me, and she really liked me, and I was still into G.I. Joes and Ninja Turtles, so I didn't like her. But she took me behind my shed and like totally made out with me. And I was I did your style of kissing. I didn't know what to do. I was like real scared. So I just didn't do anything. Like I just kind of stood there. And she's like, she was like, "You got to kiss me back." You know? And I was like, "Oh my God, what do I do?" And then after a while of that, like, she just stopped because I was just like frozen. And, like later on that day, I had a tummy ache. So I asked my mom if I was pregnant. Because I didn't know what was going on.
Oh my God. You just watched Junior. You saw Arnold Schwarzenegger pregnant. And you're like, "Well, I guess I've got a lifetime responsibility ahead of me."
I didn't know. I didn't know boys could get pregnant too. I mean, I was like 7 or 8 or something. I was like,
"Oh, wow."
Maybe 9. Well, no, probably not 9. I think I knew by 9. But yeah, I was like, I was pretty young. It was before. Yeah, I was 8 at the most because it was before I moved to Huber Heights. So
wow.
I was pretty young. I didn't know what was going on.
You were a wild child getting drugged by a hen in the shed to make out at 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I was just like a peck on the cheek. Yeah, that's pretty wild. But yeah, I don't know. I made out some recently. That was okay.
Yeah, you making out recently?
No, not super recently.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's been a while. But yeah. But I don't know. It was really exciting, like those first couple times. And you know, when you're like getting to know somebody and all that. That's always cool. Or just any time, really. Even if it's somebody that you've loved and been with for a while. That's also fun.
That is fun. Making out is usually
I'm delivering good news here. Making out is awesome, says Jason. It's a headline.
Well, sometimes people don't know. You know, there are people out there.
Sometimes they forget.
We've probably got listeners who've never made out.
Have you made out before? You can email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com and tell us all about it. What's your makeout technique? Is your makeout technique unstoppable? We'll be the judge of that, I guess, because we're such pros.
Mm-hmm.
You can also send us questions, pictures of neckbeards wearing fedoras. Mm-hmm. We need more anthropological evidence of Fedorable in the wild.
Yeah.
Again, that's poolpartyradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, send both of those things. I would like to know, you know, other people's first times making out and what it was like. And if it was less molesty than mine.
I
would like to know that. Also, we haven't gotten an email about it, which perturbs me. But let us know if you like Ian or Sawfan in the big podcast email wars of 2013. Let us know who you like. Let us know who wins that argument. And who
is right now it's like a cold war, and we want like full-on nuclear war. We want devastation.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know.
That'd be good.
Yeah, we will crown the winner, the podcast email champion, and they will hold that record until they are stripped of that belt, and it is given to John Cena.
In a ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to leave us 5-star reviews at iTunes. We love those. We need like 4 or 9 more to get Parker back at a comfortable ease and to get my self-confidence boosted.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
We also need a few Facebook likes. I think we've got an odd number there. And that upsets me too. So if you want to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/poolpartyradio.
Yep. And we're also on Stitcher. You can find us there. And Twitter at poolpartyradio@gmail.com. At poolpartyradio. You can find Parker at Final Parker. Myself at the moment at Jason Frisbee until I figure out a clever way to save that name and become SawFan667.
I think that would be good. I think that would be a wise decision.
It's probably the best decision of 2014.
Mm-hmm. I think it would make SawFan pretty happy if you did that. And he is probably the biggest celebrity that listens to this show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that guy's got an in with celebrities. If you guys haven't checked out his shirts, I think he's still doing maybe he's under the Christmas sale, but he's still got these great shirts of Fred Durst. Rest in peace. Check those out at his website.
I actually bought the Grandpa Conda versus the Shaktopus shirt this week.
That's very awesome. Is that a gift for somebody? Or is that just like a Christmas gift to yourself?
That was a gift to me.
Sweet.
From my wife.
Sweet.
So that's a good shirt. Buy
They're
his
all shirts. Good
shirts. Also buy the Junk Food Dinner shirts. Go to junkfooddinner.com. If you don't know what Junk Food Dinner is, it's another podcast that I co-host. It's about cult movies, but I assume everybody knows, so I don't spend a lot of time talking about it on this show. But we got shirts. I think we've got like a few shirts left, but so you should buy those up. They're going to be OOP. Those are the limited edition vintage Mark Fredo shirts. I think we're going to have new shirts in the future. So if you want to prove you're an old school fan, then you got to get those shirts. They're soft.
Absolutely. And this is from Hide the Bodies Press.
Oh, Hide the Bodies. So dope. Hide the Bodies. HTBKicksAss.com. They're the dopest.
Yeah. They are indeed. Check out their entire selection. I have a very nice girl crying cat shirt that I always get compliments on. Plus, I wore my very exclusive Saved by the Bell shirt to a Guar concert. It is a bloody mess now. It's forever my Guar shirt, and it's awesome. Also, when you're at our website, poolpartyradio.com, it's a blog spot. You can find all our old episodes. I just feel it's important to mention that so people don't get scared.
You're a little bit passive aggressive towards our website. Well, that's fine.
You can also find links to all our podcast buddies there. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the left-hand margin. I want to be specific. There's no ill will. I just want to give all the details.
You can go check out our shitty website that's hosted for free if you want. It's poorly designed and not often updated. It sucks.
Okay. Is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm recording tomorrow Rotten Rantings, which is one of our podcast bros. It's a show that we love. Sometimes we go on that show. Sometimes those guys come on our show. I'm recording tomorrow with them, and I think that'll either be up this Monday or next Monday. I'm not sure. They do it twice a month.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, but we're going to be talking about some cool movies, movies I like and movies that I'm curious to see if they will like, including one movie called Clown House, which is the grossest movie ever made.
Good luck with that.
Ooh, it's going to be fun. So that's everything. So this is Parker for Jason Razor Man, Frizzman, the King of the Burbs, and for Robo John Brown saying thanks for having fun.
Find this.
Put you high up in the sky.
find damn, son, where'd you find this?
I just wanted you to let me in. And instead of using force, I guess I should have let you in. I never meant to start a war. I just wanted you to let me in. I guess I should have let you in. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you.
Exclusive.